Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio, and I want to say thanks if you're listening in live to Building Fortunes Radio. We always appreciate your time and your attention. This is a very special radio show segment that we have because we're working with a gal named Rose, another gal named Kelly, who are fond, they're great people to be able to work with. And we call this Building Fortunes Radio for a specific reason. Most of our radio shows are showing people how to build a fortune. Well, if you had a fortune, then you probably want to invest that fortune. So we have a very special radio show called the Investment Property Radio Show, and it's going to be showcased with this very first premier property. And I am not really a real estate person, and I don't know anything about investment properties, and I needed some help to explain to all of the contacts we have at Building Fortunes Radio and beyond about this very specific, time-sensitive property that's for sale. So I asked Rose to come on and tell us about this specific property, and again, time-sensitive. So if you're listening in and we are live, that's great, but we also put this up as a recording on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you're listening to this and it's sometime in the future, meaning like you're listening to a past show, this exclusive opportunity may have already passed by you or someone you know. So this is one of those things that's way above my head relative to being able to explain. So I asked Rose Dwyer and Kelly Weiss to be on our radio shows where we'll be able to answer some questions and go through this specific offer. So the first thing I want to do is I want to say hello, Rose, and hello, Kelly.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
There we go. That's Kelly and Rose. So, Rose, you're the person who really brought us this specific investment property. Your name is Rose Dwyer. This is called the Manatee Peninsula. So can you start to explain a little bit about this? And for those people that are listening in, this isn't a piece of property that you'll probably be able to buy from the loose change in the coffee jug. This is one that's going to be in the millions of dollars, and Rose is going to kind of go through this one. So you might want to grab you or a whole bunch of your friends, because this one you'll probably be developing on golf courses or shopping malls or all these kinds of cool things. Or maybe keep it yourself if you're like somebody who wants to live on a deserted island in like a really cool place, just like because you have millions of bucks just to kind of throw around. But tell us a little bit more about you, Rose, and about this Manatee Peninsula.
Okay, Peter, thank you so much. Well, I'm here to let you know I've been in real estate for over 30 years and mostly commercial real estate from the East Coast to the West now. But I'm here just to tell you about this next hot spot in the Caribbean. It's an ultimate private island called Manatee Peninsula. It encompasses over 355 acres of land that's been appraised at well over $30 million. And it's got over 4.5 miles of beach, 7.1 kilometers. It's been it's being offered off market to a select few for well under appraised value at $26 million. There's many incentives to a developer as the government wants to build over 50,000 more hotel rooms there in a very short period of time. So it's unlimited development potential, basically. You can do five-star hotels, unlimited green luxury resort, casino, villas, marinas, yacht club, theme park. You can do timeshare. You can do even a mixed development such as resort condos and villas with exclusive private residences. And there's land for a golf course. Or you could just purchase the land and land bank it for the future. It's going no place but up because the $90 million Carnival Cruise Line port just opened up, and it took them 3 years to build it, and it's large enough to house the largest ship in the world. It just recently opened, and there's about over 8,000 people daily coming into the area. It could become the largest cruise port in the Caribbean. There's two featured excursions that will bring cruise ships and visitors directly to this property. So you can add your own excursions, pretty much. It's the first place where Columbus settled, La Isabella. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's as a tourist attraction. Columbus' first settlement in the Americas was about 2.5 miles east of this Manatee Peninsula. There's website links on the total package. You can just get onto the package and click on the links, and it will take you everywhere.
That's right. What we did was, for this offer specifically, we actually started a new project. It's going to be on a domain name called investmentproperty.blog. So it's going to be on investmentproperty.blog, and then you're going to be able to have access to that when you go there. So investmentproperty.blog. Rose is going to keep that thing updated and put all the links that she's referencing right over here as well. So, Rose, now there's a couple of things. First of all, you said the Caribbean, but does that mean specifically in the Dominican Republic? Is that where this is specifically?
It is the Dominican Republic. Correct.
Excellent.
And it's just less than 40 miles from Puerto Plata, which is a major tourist town.
Now, there's a few things about this that make it, there's a whole bunch of things that make it unique, but some of the things that I didn't know was the location relative to the mountains and the effect of hurricanes. So do you want to bring that up here as well?
Oh, sure. This is pretty much hurricane-proof because it's on the northeast side, and it has never had a hurricane in over 150 years. Nothing, not even because it's protected by the mountains. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got beach and a little desert area and mountainous, so you've got pretty much all the climates. It says average temperature is 74 degrees year-round. Gets up into the 80s and 90s, obviously, because it's tropical, very, very tropical, full of palm trees. It's just very relaxed, laid back. The website will show you a lot on that as well.
Now, when people are buying this plot of land, is there something that they have to worry about relative to citizenship?
Oh, absolutely no. As a matter of fact, the government's offering dual citizenship for a long time. Plus, not only dual citizenship, they're offering tax incentives, 15 years of tax-free. The Dominican Republic draws tourism from four continents via eight international airports. And there's people there now. They can be there from visitors from 150 countries can visit without a visa. North America, U.S., Canada, Mexico, Europe, U.K., Germany, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Australia, Latin America, Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, Asia, Russia, China, and Japan. I mean, they're coming from all over. The tourism last year increased by 13.2% as compared to the Caribbean is only about 5% increase. So the Dominican draws a record-breaking 5.14 million tourists per year. And right now, it's a perfect time to get there to be developing. The building costs are down. Cement prices were down about 40%. It's among the top five world's best places to buy a second home in the sun. And the easy long-term visa and dual citizenship is accepted from any foreign investor.
So what does that mean? So in reference to that, that means that anybody can buy on this island or this property?
Anybody can buy. Anybody. Anybody from around the world. Any foreign investor can come there and get citizenship, and they'll have dual citizenship from wherever they come from, and the Dominican as well.
Wow.
Currently,
keep going.
Currently, there's a Dominican chain that's building two hotels in Punta Cana for almost $100 million. Manatee Peninsula is in within 1 hour access to two international airports in Puerto Plata and Liverpool, And there, I just heard also today, yesterday actually, that the there's a direct flight from New York to the Dominican now.
Wow. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break first, and we're going to come right back. We're talking about Manatee Peninsula. You'll be able to see information on this on the website that we're putting together called investmentproperty.blog, investmentproperty.blog. And we're also going to have a special segment on this on Building Fortunes Radio. So we're going to have an investment property radio show as well, and we're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We have Rose Dwyer, Kelly Weiss, and myself, and we are talking about an investment property called Manatee Peninsula. It's within the Dominican Republic. You could be able to take a look at the different links that we have associated with this if you go to the new website called investmentproperty.blog, investmentproperty.blog, and you'll be able to see this stuff right over there, as well as some new developments as we run across more information about this. Rose, when I took a look at the pictures that you showed me relative to this, it looked like paradise on earth. It was just really wonderful, the beautiful clear waters, the sandy beaches. It looks like it was really just wonderful, and it is isolated. If somebody wants to be like a major player and just buy this and just kind of put a tent on the ocean, it'd be perfectly okay just like that at $26 million. Right? I mean, at $26 million, if I had it all rolling around, I'd buy one just so I'd be able to put a tent on the beach. And some people might want to do that because they like the isolation, if you will, or maybe somebody might want to do that if they were an investment fund and they knew the land was growing up because of all the things you mentioned a little bit earlier, plus that new port that's definitely going to have the stuff rise as well. But it's really not a totally desolate, isolated place on itself because it's not too far driving distance to some pretty amazing things. So on the notes you gave me, it says this remote paradise is secluded, but it's only an hour away from Santiago's infrastructure. So do you want to discuss anything like that? Like, it's right where it is, and as it's being developed, it's right around some really cool places. So do you want to discuss that?
Sure, Peter. It is remote paradise, really. A lot of celebrities do like that. A lot of large pro ball players that come from Dominican would love to have own this and call it their home, pretty much. It could be as small as a tent, or it could be as a potential for being another Atlantis like the Bahamas. That was a dream of Sol Kirshner, who made this a reality, the Atlantis world-class resort. You can do anything you want with this property. This remote paradise, though, is secluded, but it's only an hour away from San Diego infrastructure resources. Like, there's a real modern hospital there with 300 doctors, 16 operating rooms, multi-use sports stadium, international restaurants, international airports, American-style malls, American fast food even. They have movie theaters, museum, concerts, and casinos. So it's not far from anything. And if you see the map, if you get a chance to look at the map on it, there's a couple of different excursions that are being by the cruise ships are going, and that's only 30 minutes away. And near the Columbus Lost Ship, there's a link to that as well, and by Columbus's first settlement, it's less than 2 miles out. And there's different hot spots there, tourist hot spots, Playa Ensenada, Paradise Islands, there's Ocean World. There's right next to Manatee Peninsula Mobile. There's utilities right there. There's brand new roads that's just gone in, four-lane highways, as a matter of fact. And the parameters, the design parameters allow on this particular 355 acres, a minimum of 1,440 rooms, should there be a resort or hotel developer that's interested in this, that's a minimum that they can build. They can, and it keeps on going up and up. The president just started his second four-year term, and his goal is to bring 10 million tourists to the county per year. And the Dominican Republic is the fastest-growing economy in the region in 2016. We just got the results back from that. And it's among the top medical tourism destination. And it also had, last year, 6.5% tourism growth. And the income tops the U.S. $3.4 billion in the first half of 2016. So those are current numbers, and it ranks seventh among the top 40 countries which most prioritize travel and tourism, beating tourism destinations. And also, the nice thing about going to the DR is the banks there, the CDs in this country, they earn over 5% U.S. dollars and double digits on the DR peso, so significantly higher than anything you'll find in the States. It's a great location. It's a great opportunity for somebody to get in on the ground floor, pretty much, and develop this just as they would like to develop it. As I mentioned, it can be anything from, you know, five-star hotel. You can go from a tent, too, and you can do a luxury resort, casinos, marina, yacht club. Anything you'd like to build there, it's available, and the government is behind you 100%.
Now, in reference to this property, this is something that, as you said, was appraised at well over $30 million. That's $30 million U.S. for those people who are listening in. And they're selling it right now, very time-sensitive, for $26 million. And at that price, you know, I look at it, and if I had an extra $26 million, I'd be buying this thing in a second. It looks like I said, paradise on earth. But I don't have $26 million, and I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to raise that much myself locally, you know, in the next 90 days. So the reality is who should be contacting you? I mean, there's wishful thinkers. There's lots of people say, can I put like $5 down to hold it? Who should be contacting you and how? Your contact information for those people that are listening in is going to be on investmentproperty.blog. So if you go to investmentproperty.blog, you'll be able to find Rose and Kelly's contact information. You'll be able to see the links. But who should be attempting to contact you, Rose? You can't take people that are just calling you up with wishful thinking or hopeful questions. Who should really be contacting you?
Well, if you're into real estate at all, it could be an investor, it could be a developer, it could be just a landholder, somebody that likes to land bank land. It could be somebody that's interested in a celebrity. As you mentioned, it's a very private area. Celebrities love to be private, and they don't like to. They like to just, you know, go to a very quiet place, or somebody like a Sandals. Sandals would be anybody in tourism. Any large commercial real estate firms have large international, maybe island brokers or resort real estate brokers, resort developers. Hedge funds are really good for something like this as well, too. They like to buy large pieces of land and hold them for a while and then flip them, make some money on it. This is a perfect scenario for something like that. The tourism, hotel tourism or port tourism, you know, the, I don't know what you call it, for the cruise ports. They have, and they have foreign investor trade people that deal in that. Anybody that deals in hospitality, cruise lines, family offices, any agent for the celebrity that sometimes celebrities hire an agent to find them some secluded place like this. And sometimes real estate investment trusts. They're people that like to bank land. There are. And there's a lot of good pro ball players in the Dominican as well, or from the Dominican that would love to say that they own this property. That would be a big ego purchase for them.
Right, exactly. So I take a look at something like this, and I could see that the investment will only go up. Based on it, just the way it is, you'd obviously say the, they're not building any more land, but the idea that they just put the Carnival Cruise Line or they just put that port is definitely a consideration. The idea that everybody is building around it, huge consideration. The opportunity to be close to other civilized areas is going to be huge because you could just see how it, the whole area is going to kind of fill in with other resorts and stuff like that. So this is an exceptional opportunity. If somebody bought this and sat on it for a few years, who knows what would happen with their investment, except it would have to go up. So whether they're from the United States or Dominican Republic or one of the Asian countries where people are rolling in it, if they're looking for a great investment property, they'll be able to go to investmentproperty.blog and be able to see this Manatee Peninsula location. And, Rose, I think you did a wonderful job explaining this for people in our audience, for those people that might know someone that might be interested. Of course, Rose can handle those friendly referrals. Kelly can handle those friendly referrals as well. Most of us know people that are, you know, company owners. They might be significant people, or we work with a lot of people, especially those people in the Building Fortunes radio audience, where we have a tendency of just knowing a lot of people. So if you are listening in, this is definitely time sensitive because this just came up to my attention just recently. When I looked at this, I said, this will not last long because there's a lot of people out there with a ton of money, especially the Bitcoin economy, the people coming in from China. They're trying to figure out what they're doing in China to kind of get the money out of China and go out. They're buying land all over the place. This will get scooped up by somebody for sure. So, Rose, is there anything else that you want to add? You gave us a great amount of information about this.
You know, just if you're an investor out there with some foresight, you should get back with us at your earliest convenience, as there is a lot of activity out there because of the new cruise port, and you will not want this opportunity to get away. They are going to be doubling their tourism over the next few years, and there is a lot of money to be made. So it's a great new hot spot in the Caribbean. Just give us a call, and Kelly and I will be happy to fill you in on all the details and how we can move forward if should you have an interest.
Excellent. So one last time as we end this up, this is going to be part of the Investment Property Radio Show. If you go to investmentproperty.blog, .blog replaces the .com. So investmentproperty.blog, that's B-L-O-G. And I'm going to say thank you, everyone, for being here. Rose, thank you very much. Kelly, thanks for being here as well. We're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.